Rahimi Harrison Grody. Middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are you safe to say you have room for like one legit starter to bring in via trade or free agency? Does that kind of make sense?
I think in the simplest way, I'd say one. I think there's of course world for you. There's guys that are kind of more hybrid guys, or I call a guy like Colin Ray.
Sure.
So yeah, I mean, I think that we're definitely looking for another starter, but like, could we add multiple guys that could make starts? Okay. Yes.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we have a little bit of breaking news. We are getting multiple reports now that the Cubs are closing in on a deal with Edward Cabrera, the Miami Marlins right-handed starting pitcher. Michael Cirami reporting that it's getting close. John Heyman's added this note, which is hilarious. Word is the Yankees were, quote, never close, end quote. Mm. So there's that.
But breaking news, by the way, brought to you by the Take the North podcast. You can listen to that with our own Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We decided that's a new sponsor of breaking news. And in the meantime, we have a guest on our Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Bruce Levine, our intrepid baseball reporter, getting it done. And Bruce, it's funny, we began our show talking about a possible Craig Counsell scenario in the NFL with John Harbaugh available. Lo and behold, we get some Cubs news spoken into existence. What can you tell us about the possibility of Edward Cabrera in a trade coming from the Marlins?
Well, he's a young pitcher that's been with the Marlins for a while, and he's going into his first year of arbitration. A big power arm that the Cubs tried to acquire over the last 2 years, including last July. We believe Owen Casey will be a part of this deal because that's who they were asking for in the packages for Alcantara and for Cabrera when they were talking to the Marlins last July before the trading deadline. So we don't know how expanded this deal is, but Cabrera gives you another young, controllable power arm to go along with, the young pitchers that they have with the Cubs right now, and particular with Cade Horton. It's a very formidable 1-2 going into the 2026 season.
Of course, Bruce, disappointment ran roughshod throughout the city of Chicago and the Cubs fan base at the deadline last year because of the lack of moves. I'm so curious as to what's making this deal work now and what's your understanding of why the Casey component of this couldn't get done last year to help the Cubs, make a playoff push.
Well, they were asking for four young players. Washington was asking for four players for Gore. Florida was asking for four players for their two pitchers. So they were trying to get people to pony up more because it's at that time, Marshall, it's teams that want to go into the playoffs and need that other arm. In the offseason, it's a more of a overview of what the other team really needs to do going forward, how much money they need to spend. In this case, it's not an expensive player. He's probably going to make somewhere between $3.5 and $4 million in his first year of arbitration. So it's not a lot of money. But for the Marlins, it's a different look. And, they know that they have a solid amount of pitching. They need hitting. They were one of the worst hitting teams in baseball last year, and they envision Casey as their everyday starting left or right fielder. So that's going to be a part of this deal. We don't know the other names that are involved here, but that's not going to be the only name that the Cubs give up in this deal. We'll just have to see how expanded it is, but they'll be pitching given up by the Cubs in the trade.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We're talking with our baseball reporter, Bruce Levine, because news breaking today that the Cubs are close to finalizing a deal to acquire Edward Cabrera from the Miami Marlins. That first broken by Michael Cirami of Bleacher Nation. And Bruce, Owen Casey is somebody who I think a lot of people thought would help try, to fill the gap of offense that Kyle Tucker left on this team, perhaps a platoon situation or something. I think people are trying to figure out some sort of way to get Owen Casey's bat into the Cubs lineup in some way, shape, or form. What do you think that does to how they approach offense as well in the future? Do we lose Bruce?
apparently we lost Bruce for a moment. We'll get him back.
The Cylons had behaved for a long time on the midday show.
Are you saying we were due?
You know, sometimes they remind you who they are to take out a guest here or there on a hotline.
We'll resuscitate that particular call. I'm impressed with this deal, even though I believe it's a little bit too late, but I understand like why maybe it couldn't have gotten done during the regular season, but it would have been such a boon to this pitching staff because of what happened to Cade Horton later in the season. I do wonder where he slots in, though, in this rotation. That's the interesting thing to me off the top.
Well, I mean, he was considered, you know, by some to be the ace of the Marlins, whatever you want to, however you describe that. So he's coming off a career high in innings pitched as well. I think that's important. People have pointed out that he said, I don't think it's as bad as what we saw with Justin Steele regarding the frequency of some injury concerns. Bruce Levine is now back with us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. And yeah, we're picking up where we left off in conversation, Bruce. I want to get to the Owen Casey comment about the offense, but also, yeah, this is a guy who's coming off of a career high in innings, reportedly 3 years left via that deal, via arbitration, if that's the case. Are you at all concerned about like the fact that he has had some tendonitis issues per se, stuff like that? He does throw a lot of breaking balls. It's really his bread and butter. What do you think?
Well, Layla, it might be a part of why the Marlins are trading him. But, you know, he made 30 starts last year, and he has a huge strikeout, you know, over innings pitched number that you can look at. So this is a big arm, and it's a coveted arm. There's other teams that have been trying to get Cabrera in deals. The rumor with the Yankees I don't think necessarily was true about them being close to a deal. But in this case, for sure, you know, you're getting a big arm, and obviously the medicals are a big part of getting this trade done. You know, the Cubs had a deal last year with Philadelphia that was quashed because of the fact that they were in a situation where the medicals didn't work out. So you always have to wait for the medicals to come through before it's announced.
And, of course, I like where he is with that. You mentioned it, Bruce, the strikeouts per nine. That's my big thing. Get more guys with double digits in that number for his career, 10 strikeouts per nine innings. So I love that about him. I'm looking at him specifically trying to figure out where he slots in your mind in this starting rotation. Obviously, they've got Imanaga back court. Cade Horton is the guy at last check. Where do you see him slotting into this rotation?
I think he's two or three. I mean, you know, Boyd off of last year is certainly high up there in their ideas. But, you know, you have to look at Boyd and Horton 1-2 right now or 2-1, whatever way you want to look at it. I think Cabrera is right there in the top three. So that's how they're going to look at him. And again, the one thing you look at here is this trade. But what it does tell you also is that the Cubs are down two outfielders rather than one. Does this allow them to get back into the conversation, bringing back either Tucker or Cody Bellinger to play right field? Because you're now considering Suzuki as your primary number one outfielder alone, unless you're considering Alcantara, the young kid, as part of it, and I don't think they do. So does this allow the Cubs to get back into the Bellinger conversation, or if Tucker is not getting the 7-8 years that was projected out there, does that allow the Cubs to get back into a 3 or 4 year deal with opt-outs in case Tucker's not getting the money that he wants elsewhere?
Well, and it's funny you bring that up, Bruce, because I believe it was SNY, which is the Mets broadcast partner, Sportsnet New York, reporting that the Mets had become the favorites for Kyle Tucker. And if that's the case, you know they're willing to pay. So I wonder if that changes the calculus on the aggression of, say, a conversation about Cody Bellinger.
Right. But, you know, again, maybe Bellinger is waiting for Tucker to sign, vice versa. I mean, they're similar players. Some people feel Tucker's going to get more. But Bellinger is coming off of an awesome year with the New York Yankees, proving if you can do it in New York, you can do it anywhere, right? So that was a huge year that he had for the Yankees. They want him back. It just depends what type of contract him and Scott Boras want. Is it a 5-6-7 year deal? Are the Cubs interested in bringing back Bellinger? Certainly They traded him once. They signed him once. They traded him once. I think they'd be open to bringing him back again.
I was surprised to hear you bring up the name Kyle Tucker because I thought neither side really wanted a part of each other. And a lot of teams obviously interested in Tucker's services going forward. I will ask, where do you think they are on other options, such as these rumors about Bo Bichette, who I would love to see in a Cubs uniform, and some of these other players that are still out there as free agents?
Well, I know they've had conversations with Bichette's agent, and they certainly had conversations with Boris about Bregman. So the idea that the Cubs aren't spending and they won't spend, I don't think by the time spring training starts we'll be able to say that. I think they'll be somewhere right around the $240 to $250 million in payroll by the time they get ready to start the season. So with that in mind, that would be, what a Cub convention it would be after picking up Cabrera here and signing another player like a Bichette or one of the outfielders.
Man, if that's the case, I think we're bringing sparklers and bottle service to Cubs convention, Bruce. The fact that you're saying this, and we know that the latest on Bregman with the Red Sox was the offer was submitted and they're standing on it. I had omitted Alex Bregman's name from the conversation for me. Like, the fact that you're bringing it up is also encouraging, I think.
Well, I mean, they're short at least one hitter. I mean, I think they know it better than anyone else. When you lose a guy like Tucker, that's a significant amount of the offense that you had to get yourself that big lead that allowed you to be in the playoffs last year. They know it better than anyone else. And obviously, if Casey's in this deal, he's not part of what they're counting on. So, is Ballesteros as a DH, is that going to bring you enough offense for this team, or are they going to make a big addition? I think they have to make a big addition along the way. We just don't know what that player might be.
Amen, Bruce. They have to make a big addition.
I'm glad he said it out loud where everybody could hear him.
Yes, that is Bruce Levine. Thanks again for keeping us posted on this. I know as the news continues to develop, you will hang with the score. So check Bruce's social media, of course, for updates. And then we'll keep bothering you too. And if you need it, Inside the Clubhouse is on Saturday at 9. Should be a fun one now that I would believe by then this thing will probably get done. So that's the latest on the reports about Edward Cabrera coming to the Cubs. Bruce, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Wow, Bruce Levine with some good news.
You know what? And it's the optimism at the end that really gives me some hope for baseball fans in the city, because if they can pull a Bregman or a Bichette and add to what I was understood to be the totality of an offense that was fifth in baseball last year in runs, then there was, you have more hope. No, I'm being serious.
Like, I see what you did there.
But you have more hope, because if they were going to stand pat on offense, the hope is waning. Over here, anyway, the hope is waning.
So what you're telling me is John Harbaugh can't be the outfielder for the Cubs. Like, he can't be in right. I don't think the bat's there.
I don't want to see him in the Chris Sabo rec specs, which is what you probably have him in based on our conversations about Harbaugh brothers and their eyewear.
Dude, Jim is about to, that's going to be a heck of a game. Chargers like getting into the playoffs and just the propensity for their finishes too. This is a good time. What a time to be alive.
Certainly what a time not to be out here looking for a head football coach.
That part. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We want you to know you can join The Score and Circa Sports Illinois this Friday at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Spiegel and Holmes will be there live from 2 to 6 p.m. for playoff football talk. And it's always a fun time at Real Time Sports. And Chicago prepares for another rematch against Green Bay. Plus, you can win Chicago sports tickets from Circa Sports Illinois. That's Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It is all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. Coming up next, it's halftime, and I love a good heist. And we thought the Louvre heist was cool. Well, wait till I tell you about what happened straight out of Ocean's 11 in Germany.
And this might not be appropriate for this time of day, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. A lawsuit involving a former player. Yeah, look at how you're looking at me. Do you know the story? Yeah. Here's your teaser.
I did not think we could talk about it on the air, but let's go. Okay. Hey, The Cubs may have gotten a starting pitcher. John Harbaugh is outside. Let's go.
I will bring up a vending machine in this conversation.